Having had a second reading on July 23rd, 2019, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 19-19.
This is open to the public and comment. Do I have a motion?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I had a question.
You went really fast, I'm sorry. I'm Stacy Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. Could you just explain that ordinance? Is there a fee increase for sewer connections? It's just.
Yes, there's a
fee. Is that my question? Okay, so can you tell us what the fee connection increase is going to be, or how this is going to impact current or future homeowners or renters?
Anybody that already has existing sewers aren't, you know, this is just for new sewer connections.
Okay, and what's the cost? I mean, I'm just trying to understand what the resolution is. You're coming very quickly, and so I'm sorry I wasn't there on June 6th to hear about it myself. Can somebody just explain it in layperson terms?
It's $6,000.
Yeah, I think it's going to raise $6,000 for the connection.
Or a new sewer line for someone who's building a home or renovating a home?
Anybody that's connecting to a sewer line. So pre-existing, anybody that's already connected to the sewers would not face this fee.
Okay. So why would the fee have to go up? What's the existing sewer connection fee?
If I may, Josh, it's going up because of the cost, the empty way costs are going up for the disposal of the sewer, flow rate.
So if somebody if there was construction done in their neighborhood and the town determined that someone needed to reconnect, like to change their connection, I'm just trying to understand it.
This is only for a new connection.
So what happens is as new houses connect, causes higher flow in the actual existing system, which then causes the town to have to do capital improvements. These funds will actually go into the sewer capital improvements. Funds for future capital improvements on the actual sewer system.
For instance, we awarded a contract last month to National Water Main, who's doing a lot. They are doing a lot of slip line in the road area. In other areas where we have spotted leaks in the system, because we don't like paying for clear water in the sewage.
I'm sorry, we don't like paying for clear water.
Clear water means that there is leaks within the system that we have to patch up because it's going down to Sayreville and we ray. If you're going to pay for flow, you want to make sure it's actual sewage. You want to find clear water.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Another motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Councilman Lloyd?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Conn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Council President Aaron?
Yes. Item number 9, ordinance on a second reading, acquisition of the rights of entry, temporary and permanent easements, and if necessary, land and free simple for the improvement of Netherwood Avenue. And this is also open to the public.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Entry, Temporary and Permanent Easements, and if necessary, land and fee simple for the improvement of Netherwood Avenue in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 13th day of June 2019 and passed the first reading and was published on the 18th day of June 2019. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on July 23rd, 2019, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 19-20.
I'm going to have the same question.
What exactly is going on in Netherwood that you need the ordinance for?
If I may, Council President, this is for the reconstruction of the Netherwood Avenue.
Folks have been very anxious to get done. Can you describe the reconstruction?
Putting curbs where there is no curbs on certain sections of the road. We're fixing the drainage. This is a full-blown reconstruction of the street.
Are you putting in sidewalks in places you under aren't?
There will be sidewalks in certain areas in the handicap area.
And what's the time frame?
can get this wrapped up by the end of the year, we'd probably have out to bid early next year.
So early, out to bid early next year, and then the work would get done at point next year?
Yeah, it all depends on the easements, but sometimes that legal process, as the mayor knows, takes a little while depending on the property owners agreeing to allowing us to purchase them without having to go through a legal process.
Okay, so is there a possibility of maybe a neighborhood meeting or some before you start that so that people know what's coming?
There's no need for a neighborhood meeting. This is between the homeowner and the township. This is for, in a lot of cases, council business. This is for temporary construction. We're not actually acquiring anything.
I'm not asking for a neighborhood meeting about the specific easements. I'm just saying folks in that neighborhood have been, I'm sure would be very excited to know about this. And at least from my conversation with many of those people, would really want their stream repaired. Some of them haven't.
I got news, Council President. 90% of the people already know about it.
Okay, so then there would be no reason to not have an area meeting to just let other folks who might use that area know about it. I'm just suggesting one way to communicate better about the construction since that seems to be an issue with the
neighborhood.
Right, I'm saying beyond just a letter, Council. Maybe, you know, some opportunity to ask questions and talk about it, about what the impact would be. Okay, you don't have to. I'm just making a suggestion.
Item number 10, ordinance on first reading, vacating remaining portion of Rough Place from Turner Place to a point of 150 feet south of Turner Place is the resolution adopting ordinance. Do you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance vacating all the right, title, and interest to the Township of Piscataway and all of the remaining portions of Rough Place from Turner Place to a point 150 feet south of Turner Place, as shown on the Township of Piscataway Tax Map, being hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Lozane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 13th day of August 2018. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the Office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Motion.
Second.
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Council President Aaron?
Yes. Item number 11, ordinance on first reading, supplementing Chapter 17, property maintenance, adding Section 17-2.6A, dumpsters and containers, and resolution adopting ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance to supplement the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, supplementing Chapter 17, property maintenance, adding Section 17-2.6A, dumpsters and containers, being hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Lozane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 13th day of August 2019. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the Office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Offer?
Second. Two seconds.
Councilman Wood?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Council President Aaron?
Yes, I agree. Item number 12, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated to consent agenda to be voted on together. Materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like to move from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? And I'll do I have a motion? Second.
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Council President?
Yes. Yes, item passes. Item number 13, announcement of commerce and officials.
None at this time.
None at this time, Council President.
They do have it, thank you.
Thank you.
Just want to congratulate, well, just want to congratulate the city of the Scatterway High School again on their commencement and wish them all the best as they start their college careers. Some of them will start in August, so these days were not here before they start.
For career training.
About second, item number 14.
Item number 14, open to public. Please state your name, your address, and those you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
David Akins, Echo Spraley Lane. Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
Item Alpha Alpha, AA, the grant, the one, $27,698.10. Are those guidelines that have to be met to use the money specifically? Or do you have re-waiting?
Yeah, it's a multi-year grant that's given by the state for the assisting with training police officers based on the number of officers they have. So we get the number that we're required to have and get this to keep our training.
That's a grant from the DOT?
No, from the state, the Police Department of Justice.
Okay. Item number, Hotel, HH. The $70,000, is that for equipment for here or over? Meaning public works, just the $70,000?
Yeah, that's for our township light phone system.
I'm sorry.
Our township light phone system. It's for maintenance, upgrade, service contract for our township light phone system, including the libraries, public works, police department, this building, and then for our outline buildings.
I remember something like that before. Was it every 2 years or before the contract renewed or?
I believe the last one was for 2 years. I'll check what this one is for.
Is that what this one is for?
I'll check. I'll look through this while we're here. I'll get you to the end of the meeting.
Okay, just briefly, item number, parking lot improvement, which is II. What kind of improvements are we talking about with the parking lot? Striping?
If I may, Council President, this is for the main building, public safety, and engineering and public works. We are accomplished.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh, Ellis Parkway. I want to thank that Council for acknowledging the seniors. I've got one coming up next year. It's gonna be here. So for the folks who are heading to college or trade school or wherever they're going, military, wish them the very best. It's a really nice community. I just have a couple of questions. A couple of suggestions. Park Avenue, the repairs there. I know there was a letter from Raj, and there was some social media posting about the company sort of disappearing and not being in, the township not being able to get in touch with them. What's the status of the construction
work will be commencing when they build another contract?
Yeah, we're working with a bonding company that insures the contract. And we've I think we've got a quote. I think they came out to inspect today Park Avenue, and as long as we're at the bonding company gives us approval, which they seem, you know, they seem to be on the same page as us, we'll have the rest of the work finished on Park, and then we'll work on the rest of the contract, which we'll deal with later.
And what's the estimated time for the work to be finished on Park? It's a little dangerous.
The proposal hasn't come in, but the second contractor should hopefully be in by tomorrow, so then we'll have an idea when they say they can get it done.
Okay, thanks. And well, is there a way to just let folks know once you accepted that bid, or, you know, whatever?
Yeah, we have to work with the bonding company, but again, of course, I'm sure the mayor's office will be reaching out to the community, because they've been already contacting the mayor's office regularly, and they've spoken with them. So there's communication, so I'm sure they'll be feeling that.
Right, it's not just the folks who live on that street, although I'm sure they're most impacted, but a lot of us that live in that neighborhood take part to get into that street. Couple of quick questions. What's the best way for people who have suggestions about the neighborhood safety issues and traffic to, you know, not necessarily come here, but I'm happy to do that. But is the Public Safety Committee and Infrastructure Committee, is that, I know there is one of the councils, does that have regular meetings? Yeah, it's not, I mean, so there are a couple of things that have come up from, you know, we were out talking to folks all the time in the neighborhood, and a couple of suggestions have come up, and so I wanted to raise them in, you know, the way that it's not police activity, I don't think. First is, there's a lot of speeding in the Heights. I'm sure those of us who live there are very familiar with it, and even folks who represent that area. One of our neighbors suggested maybe making some of the stop signs that hit four-way intersections have four-way stop signs, especially in the areas by the schools, so that folks who are walking their kids to schools, traffic would just have to slow down. So those kinds of suggestions don't seem like they really require a call to the police department. Like, that seems excessive. I do want to just give a shout out to the police department and the EMTs who had to make a stop by our house on Sunday and were awesome. So thank you to the first responders who did that. That to me is like what we call the police force. I would want to call them about like a public safety suggestion. Is there a way for the council to convene those kinds of regular meetings so people who have suggestions or ideas for ways to improve our neighborhood? The meeting that Councilwoman Lombardi and Councilman Boer had about what to do with the health of the farm, like, lots of people came out and they had great ideas and had a, you know, good conversation. So those are the commitment, if I may, Mr. Mayor, that the council does have that structure. They have a committee meeting. It doesn't have to be all the time, but maybe you could do that sort of on a regular basis so people could give you ideas.
So in regard to speeding and other items, yeah, the best department is the police department. You don't have to call 911. They have a local number. There's a traffic division that loves to hear from community members in regard to any issues that they have, so they can make sure that they resolve the issues, that they're well experienced in figuring out how to alleviate any speeding issues, etc., and have that experience. So they're the best people to handle it, and they're really the people that need to be informed in order to resolve any of those issues.
Sure. I'm suggesting it might have an opportunity for people to give feedback and input. And I mean, we don't have every idea solved, but for sure there are folks who would like to either have speed bumps and or have more stop signs, at least where I live, because that there's a lot of people flying down.
Yeah, so contact, and it's not Lieutenant Mosier anymore, sorry, yeah. Captain Mosier. But that traffic department will definitely be willing to take those suggestions and look into it.
And I would even suggest, if you're coming here this evening, quite often here, I don't want to mention any names, but we're looking at Mr. Brooks, Mr. Aikens. There are people who live in the community, and sometimes the residents themselves don't come in, but they sometimes are spokespeople for their neighbors. And but, you know, they come in and make suggestions as well.
So right, I'm just suggesting that if there's a committee structure, maybe you want to utilize that. The other suggestion that that came up was potentially putting out signs at some of the park benches that indicate that those are places where people who are sitting there might want to have a conversation. So like, there's some buddy benches at those schools. There's in Franklin, they have happy to chat benches, like little signs to say if you sit here, like, you might want to have a conversation with somebody, to encourage our neighbors to talk to each other.
I do that all the time.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure that you do, and so do I, Councilwoman. But there are other people who maybe don't feel, you know, don't. Well, you might not, but other people might. So that was sort of one suggestion that came up in conversation, and we threw it up on some social media sites, and there was some really positive feedback from folks around town that they might, you know, not every bench and not every park, but especially if you're going to be doing something at Patton Farms, that there would be, you know, an opportunity, but because I know it's going to be a passive, you know, recreational area, that might be the place to include that. So, you know, those are the kinds of ideas that people are talking about and might want to have an opportunity to have a conversation. So I'm not sure where that would go, but I can call the traffic department. It seems sort of like, you know, more of a elected leader kind of conversation than a traffic study.
And we have some of the advisory commissions too, and I'm trying to think based upon the request who might go best to, but I think bringing it up here is obviously the first step. And then,
do the advisory commissions ever like give reports at the council meetings? Because I've been coming here now for a while and I've not heard anybody give like a committee report or a council commission report.
I don't think that they are required to make it to us.
Maybe not required, but encouraged. People have really great ideas in our community. We're just trying to figure out what the best, you know, what the most effective way to get them engaged in.
So I would say any idea. I mean, I can tell you, I'm a person who's in my community. A lot of people come to me all the time with ideas. Some people don't necessarily feel comfortable coming to a council meeting. They don't feel comfortable in a public forum, but they, you know, they have people in their neighborhoods that they kind of seek out. And so this is appropriate. So the suggestions that you have from good to hear. I mean, you want to adopt all of them? We always want to suggest.
Right, I'm wondering what the process is for seeing those things through besides just
coming. Mr. Erna, I'm sorry, but you're 3 minutes for.
Okay, Mr. Erna, I'll come back next week.
Gentleman by the name, I think it's John. I felt like the park had shortchanged, so I asked him. Those parks, the canopy and everything is called for, I asked him why was this one not. Couldn't get a good answer. But I'll ask you, why was the canopy not replaced at Avery Park? Why was the backboard not replaced at Avery Park in the rim? Both of the parks, all
that done. I know that John, you went to all that I asked John to get a hold of you, and John had trying to set a meeting up with you and him and Guy at the park yesterday, but you couldn't respond to the call. So John is here, and we asked him to stay.
Yeah.
So I invite you to go back and then talk to John. He has all the answers that you're looking for. And
I don't think John has a figure. John has a figure for the parks. That's right.
The issues of the canopy and the colors and whatever.
How much total was put in each park?
That we can get through. But John is in charge of our recreation department. So we're trying to get you and him and Guy together at your convenience to try to solve some of what you believe are the deficiencies. So if you see John now, set up a meeting for later this week or early next week. I think you and Guy and John can meet out there because, according to John, since he thinks that some of the issues can be taken care of quite easily. Why they weren't replaced is that they were in excellent shape. So if it's about a 4-day to get color, we could look at that. But we don't want to spend money replacing equipment that's relatively new, even though you're putting newer equipment in the other parks because under our program, we're always be replacing parking equipment last year. Certain period of time, and then you need to replace it because of the changing of codes, ADA requirements, things like that.
So we're just standing here telling you the canopy at Hazelwood didn't need to be replaced, yes?
In the opinion of our landscape architect and our director of recreation, yes.
And the one that Albert Street didn't need to be replaced?
According to our landscape architect and our recreation director, yes.
We just recently got the motion at a year and a half. I'm here to tell you it's not enough money, okay? So we need to come back. I don't know if we get charged how, what, it's not enough. It's like this. We still have a problem with grass cutting. Where we just, it's an issue of either replacing or getting it done right.
We're more than halfway through the grass cutting season. We're staying on it the best that we can. We can't cancel a contract now because under the bidding laws, the time it would take to rebid it, we'll be worried about shoveling stuff. So this is who we have. We're working with them. If you have any concerns, I think Guy told you, just give them a call.
Yeah, the concern is that we're paying the guy to cut it. He's not cutting it. Then what?
He doesn't get paid when he doesn't cut.
If I don't call Guy, tell him he can cut it, right?
Is it the way he's cutting it, or
he's not cutting it? He's not cutting it. It's, you know, like I discussed this with Guy, if the guy's supposed to cut, say, five cuts in a month, if he's cutting three, he's really cutting a lot. And half the time when he's cutting it, I'm there. I see him, or even my neighbor tells me, no, that guy cut the rest of it. What happened to the other side? I caught him last week. I asked him, I said, no, you're supposed to cut this over here. Well, my boss did that. I said, no, your boss, I had a conversation with the boss.
We've also had a very heavy rain season so far. As of yesterday, not including the rain we got last night, the New York metropolitan area is 16 inches above the norm for the past 52 weeks.
And that has to fight. And that
16 inches is a lot.
And that has to do with what with the grass cutting. If you cut one side, not the other.
No, because the grass grows higher quicker. It can't be cut on its way. The guy talked to you, so any questions, Guy's number, just call him.
The issue of the mosquitoes. Whose job is it to call the mosquitoes, to take care of the mosquitoes that sit in the front of the street and across the street? Whose job is that?
That's done by the Middlesex County Mosquito Control Commission.
So I have to call him, or do you call?
You can call him, or if you let us know, or if you let Guy know.
If I let you know?
You can let me know, you can let Guy know, you can let the health department know, we all interact with them.
Does anybody ever check on that? I mean, does someone have to call you and tell you if you have mosquitoes, or is it some annual week and you've done it?
If you have a problem, let us know.
Well, that's what happens when they're supposed to spray when
you
every month.
Add some materials for the council.
You have to state your name and your address.
At Junior Romero, 100 Baird Street, Brentwood. Good evening, Council and Council President. It's Junior Romero. I'm with Food and Water Watch, located at 100 Baird Street in Brunswick. We're a local environmental group, and I wanted to discuss the citizen petition that was recently submitted to Piscataway Township to transition the town towards more renewable energy. Over the course of 2019, over 1,250 of your constituents signed the citizen petition and voiced their support for Piscataway tackling climate change head-on by changing its renewable, its residential energy mix from climate and air polluting fossil fuels to clean, green, and renewable energy like solar and wind. Once the signatures are certified, this council will have an opportunity to tackle climate change while our federal government only fuels it by keeping us reliant on oil, gas, and coal. The council and Piscataway Township will have an opportunity to mirror New Brunswick's successful transition to 50% renewable energy in less than 1 year. We'll also see savings of over $100 a year for each household. 100% renewable community energy aggregation really is an incredible way for towns to take action for our environment, our climate, and our community, while making sure constituents don't have to pinch more pennies. Every energy aggregation program we've looked at in New Jersey only saves residents on their utility bills and offers rate stability that PSE&G does not. who just recently asked the regulators for a big rate increase. Passed by this council in the next few weeks, we start cutting the methane and carbon emissions that are fueling climate change that lead to these heavy rainstorms and 16 inches of new rain in New York City and other areas. We're about to hit a climate tipping point that we're not going to be able to get back from. Every month, every day that we wait are more tons of fossil fuels scattering and emitting into our environment. We urge council here to adopt this ordinance outright in the next few weeks once it's certified, because the climate just can't wait. I'm glad to meet with any council members here individually to answer any questions you have about this type of program before voting for final adoption. It's not an easy thing to do in New Brunswick for a couple of months, but certainly big gains for our environment, big gains for even residents. What you have in front of you is what the mayor of New Brunswick sent to residents when they, once they passed the ordinance, the council passed the ordinance. They even did a more aggressive ordinance than even the council passed a couple months before this was implemented. So my contact info is on there. I look forward to coming to the next council meeting and hopefully winning all of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sid Madison, 176 Blackford Avenue, Piscataway. I'm here to ask the council to adopt a resolution supporting a moratorium on fossil fuel projects in New Jersey. It's a six-page document, so I'm not going to read it to you. I'll give a paper copy to the clerk, and I'll also send an email copy so it can be distributed to the members of the council, etc. I'm going to give you a background on why this is so important, and basically it follows up on what Junior just said. This is about the climate. And last October, there was a report out of the climate scientist that said basically we need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 40% or more in the next 12 years in order to be on target to not go over a tipping point on climate. And basically that means that you have to eliminate fossil fuel emissions. What this moratorium asks to do is to have no more fossil fuel projects implemented in New Jersey. If we're supposed to be doing the opposite, we ought to have a moratorium to stop them doing what we're supposed to be doing. That's what this asks. So I want to point out that this is one of three level things that the council can do. One of them is what Junior just said, and that's very local. It has to do with things that have an impact directly on residents in Piscataway. This specifically has an impact on New Jersey, and it asked you to send a resolution to get the moratorium done, which would be done by the governor in New Jersey. And lastly, it's my impression that a year or two ago you had a climate resolution. To the best of my knowledge, it did not include a fee or tax on carbon, but the U.S. Conference of Mayors just passed or recommended to Congress that they pass such a law, some kind of fee or tax on carbon. It's important that you understand that a fee or tax on carbon correctly implemented will be progressive tax, not a regressive tax. Most taxes are regressive. Most fees, almost all fees, are regressive. A properly implemented tax on carbon would be a progressive tax, and 60%, it's estimated that 60% of the lower income to middle income households would do better off that way. So it's important that you folks understand that. And there are three things that I just talked about. One was what Junior just talked about, which has a local impact. One, which has a state impact. And the third one, which has a national impact. That national impact can't be done for a couple of years till we have a different president and a different Senate. But it's important that we start working towards that and people understand it. I'd like to understand what the process would be when I hand this over, what do I expect in terms of coming back and seeing it implemented or not implemented?
We need to have an opportunity to read through it first. And discuss. I don't think beyond that there's a process per se, correct? Or
I think if you send it to the clerk or to me, which she really wants to counsel, and we can all read it, and we'll meet next month, we can have a discussion about it.
So I would come back to the next council meeting and expect to discuss it with you?
Not necessarily. We can call you if you give us your number in case there's any questions, and we see you fairly regularly.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give it to the clerk when you're ready.
Chapter 231, PO 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and the extent known. Agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, to municipal library bulletin board, providing a copy to the newspaper of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk, according to with the certification, the audit clerk will be up to the minutes. City, please take your role.
Councilman Ward?
Here.
Councilman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Devine?
Here.
Councilman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman McCollum?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Council President Arnold?
Here. Please grab the clock, please.
The United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 5, proclamation, Emma Brogy. Item number 6, proclamation, Gabriel Rodriguez. Any comments or questions? Item number 7, ordinance on second reading, vacating remaining portion of Wealth Place and Turner Place to a point 150 feet south of Turner Place. This will be open to the public. Resolution. Any comments or questions? Item number 8, ordinance on second reading, supplement Chapter 17, property maintenance. Adding section 17-2.68 dumpsters and containers. This is open to the public. Resolution. Any comments or questions?
So this, I believe this is that there's only one container. You're only allowed one container. So a person could not have two. Because sometimes we see people with two containers they try to get two in a driveway. They have one in the driveway and one out in the street or something like that.
Yeah, the biggest problem that we're trying to deal with are when a contractor comes in with a big roll-off container, puts it in the street, and he does a big demolition on one house, who's working in one house, and little blocks away, he's working in another house, and then all of a sudden he starts bringing from one house to the other house, and the container was once was in there for about a month, and went to be in there for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. So our property maintenance team has investigated a lot of resident complaints about it, and the recommendation is that we regulate it a little bit more. Highly, and keep it after a short period of time, try to keep an eye on the contract so that they get it in and out.
Item number 9, first reading, amending Chapter 14, Section 1.3, fees and construction permit fees. The resolution adopting orders. Any comments or questions? Item number 10, resolution authorizing water bid and public safety building renovations. Bid opening August 1st, 2019. Any questions? Item number 11, resolution authorizing water bid restoring and controlling renovations. Bid opening August 1st, 2019. Any questions? Item number 12, resolution authorizing water bid 2019 sidewalk repair program. Bid opening August 1st, 2019. Any questions? Item number 13, resolution authorizing return of escrow to Stanley Malusky, block 4501, lot 1.10, 160 Old Woodlander Road. Conceptual review. And Renzi Sistrom Jr., block 8405, lot 14.02, 2 Water Street, and 15 Harbor Road. Any comments or questions? Item number 14, resolution authorizing cancellation of taxes of lots 2705, lot 3101, 2 Silver Avenue, lot 3501, lot 3.01 River Road. Any comments or questions? Item number 15, resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes. Erroneous payment made by a lien holder, lot 1211, lot 60.01, 35 Central Avenue. Any comments or questions?
Item 16, actually, I'm not done, so we put it there. There seems to be a typo. We have an appointment of an alternate for the property maintenance board that we'll be adding on to for the next meeting.
Item 16, motion to accept the report of a clerk's account, July 2019. No comments or questions? Item number 17, motion to accept the report of the Division of Revenue, July 2019. Any comments or questions? Item number 19, motion to receive and enter into minutes disbursements for the month of July 2019. Any comments or questions? Item number 19, announcements and comments from officials.
Council President, I just wanted to comment that previously there was a proclamation for two young students that the student be on for tonight's meeting. Unfortunately, one of them got a chance to ask for them to August 17th, but it was already taken off the agenda, but I just wanted to also mention that. Thank you.
I have a comment. Thank you.
Well, the weather is looking good for our third concert. Possibly make it outside this week. We have Valerie Adams and the Dimension Band. They are fantastic. They're usually our best band, but they're in the middle this year. So we look forward to being outside this Thursday. And we also have National Night Out coming up on Tuesday, August 6th. We'll be ending at 8 o'clock this evening. Okay.
No.
Come on.
No pain.
Second. Item number 20, open to the public. Please state your name, your address, and know you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Curtis Webb, 1750 West 3rd. What do you think about the summer program that you have for the kids at the park? We do have one.
I've had that in years.
I don't know. I'm kind of looking over at Frank, but I can tell you when I was growing up, we had one. But I don't think we have this anymore.
We don't have
one
yet.
I don't believe we have one. I would say most parents are working, and I'm not sure if they're going to allow their kids to be out of the park. I think times have changed, unfortunately, with that type of entertainment during the day.
We had that program up to maybe about 10 years ago, Mayor. Correct?
Not coffee and pot holders.
We were spending a lot of money, and we weren't getting any kids.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We
grew up in Edson and Lowe, and we had it. I think that's the type of technology. I need to know when and if this mayor is going to be coming about dredging across the street in that park. I know the city owns, or as you say, have a right of way, whatever piece you have. That piece needs to be dredged. But the water, this station was out there this morning when I was out there, and he just took a bird's eye view where it was flooded, and he just happened to be there when I was there. So the water can't flow because this needs to be done. I understand you have a DEP problem or whatever, but Bronson has to be done. So he needs this water problem.
Council President, part of the problem, we only own 10 feet from the road line, and the rest of the property is quite the property. And all we can do is just de-snag out there, but short of that, you'd have to go to DEP and get whatever else. It's not our property. We can't file a permit, but it's not our property.
Well, is that corporate land, or is that a person? No, it's corporate land?
Yes. It's owned by, but it's in the process of moving, I think. So, but my question is, if we have the right way for the 10 feet, it would alleviate some of that, but it would. So, and you know how and when.
Council President, I don't have the answer for that. I don't have an answer right now. I have to check with Mr. Gisella.
Burger, 233 Ellis Parkway. Councilwoman McCollum noted that there are lots of neighborhood leaders and people who come up with ideas. You know, that's part of what I consider our job as a Democratic community person for our area. So, you know, better or worse, we're going to be here with suggestions, some of which, you know, we hope that you'll take up. And I think Sid's question about, you know, what the process is and what a lot of folks come here and they have ideas and suggestions and then kind of wonder what the next step is. So,
I'm going to give you
what
I'm
taking away from my time. So,
I have a bunch of things.
So,
I'm going to give you an example. We talked about the dumpster, right? So, I have a question on the dumpster myself. So, as Tim stated, there were some complaints from neighbors. They called the mayor's office, and, you know, the dumpsters are out there for extended periods of time. They're in the street. So, when we get these types of complaints, you know, sometimes when we get enough of them, then we have ordinances that we put into place. Like this. So we welcome, you know, your suggestions. You come every week, that's great, but we can't say that every week we're going to change everything. Some things take time. So we do appreciate what you're saying, but that's a perfect example of consultation.
Sure. I think the question was more to Sid's point was, you know, if someone comes with a suggested resolution, what's the actual process? Before I go into a couple more questions, I just did want to thank the council for flying the pride flag that we gave you all, and we really appreciate you putting it up in here. We hope and look forward to next year seeing it outside, even some kind of events around that. So we hope that that's something we can all do together to show support and solidarity with the community here in Skagway. So thanks for doing that last month.
I have a statement, if I may. Jim Collette.
Absolutely,
Councilman.
If
Council
President
Irwin
might take
it
from my time.
Sure.
Okay, I'm just, I have a couple of questions. Absolutely, sure.
Basically, you indicated about the processes and so forth. I personally get lots of questions, lots of phone calls regarding speed, regarding trash cans and so forth. And what we do is actually report that information and whether or not at the mayor's office. And so therefore, they have to reach out to the other directors to say, hey, we got an issue here. Would you please look into that? And I think that's a solid process in attempting to resolve or communicate with our community out there.
Thanks. That's great.
Thank you.
Certainly one way we can do things, and maybe there are other ways, but that's working for you. That's great, Councilman. Couple other quick questions. One of the issues about the health department, obviously there are mosquitoes, it's the summer. We did have a couple of folks in our area ask about Perrine Park specifically and the level of ticks and whether there's anything being done in the county or the city municipal board of health to specifically address the tick population. I know there are a couple of moms who ran to one Target and said she was full of tick off her son. It's really bad. I had Lyme last year. So I just didn't know if there's anything that, you know, that we were doing specifically or that the county was doing.
Yeah. I'll check with the county tomorrow.
Okay, great, thanks. And then other questions that came up to me were what's happening on Old New Brunswick Road with the land that's being leased, sold. If anybody has any information for zoning, you know, if there's the land by Luke Oil and the Old Brunswick, there's like 45 acres being at the point.
Council residents, it's zoned industrial. It's been zoned industrial for more than 70 plus years. It used to be the Union Steel site. Now, for those of us that are old enough to remember the Union Steel, they manufactured steel.
So we don't have an update on what the owner of the property is doing yet anyway with it.
Right, it just seemed like there was enough change in the property that I think it attracted attention from people driving by. So folks called me and I'm like, I don't know, but when I go to the council meeting, I'll ask those folks because maybe they know.
Ms. Berger, let me just back. So a while ago, the owner of the property had plans, but, you know, obviously he couldn't get funding or whatever. But they, you know, that property was cleaned up. He probably was just getting it ready for whoever else might come in.
I think what you see is they're removing contaminated soil, am I correct, Mayor?
I think the signage for the for sale portion of it definitely got updated and jazzed up, and seems like they're making an effort. So if people notice, they ask me, I don't have any information. So I'm trying to find out.
The activity on the site is that he's been required to remove some of the topsoil that's contaminated, and that's been the activity. And Grady would clean it up.
Okay, thanks.
And
then the other question, you know, we've been coming in and broadcasting the meetings here for a while, and while we're happy to do that as a volunteer, frankly, the quality is not great. And people would really love to hear more from what you all were saying, because they can hear us because we have a microphone in the audience, but they can't really hear you. And so I really would ask you again to consider using the PCTV equipment and the, you know, the resources of the community to make these meetings really genuinely public. And put them on PCTV and broadcast them yourself so that people can hear from you, because all they can really hear is kind of the comments from the microphone. While we're happy to do that, it's not the greatest quality, and it's also not really a lack of use of resources. And obviously, we can, you know, broadcast the great work being done to build the community center. It would be great to also broadcast the work that you're all doing here. So we would really strongly ask and encourage you to consider doing that. I don't know if you need a resolution or if that's something you can, I'll call the mayor's office and make a suggestion. But you know, I think it would be a really good use of our community resources. So. Thanks.
Thank you.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?